number one rock station, Roger and JP. 8:07, cloudy and 56 today.
So what happened with your
I went to get my prostate checked, urologist.
Yeah, let me guess. Everything's okay?
Yeah.
Good for you.
He said, that's what a healthy prostate feels like. Which is, kind of, you know, I hadn't been for 3 years, and you wonder. It's maybe the third time I've gone. But the surprise was, I went in a room to sit down, and he comes in, and trailing him is another doctor. I just didn't know there'd be another doctor in the room. She looked like she was about 14. She was like a doctor.
Was she an Indian kid?
No. Dark hair. Maybe she was like Iranian or, you know, I don't know what.
One of those Persian. No, I don't know. Those Persians are smart, too. It was like
one
a Persian.
One of those Persians.
Could have been 15, 16 years old.
I don't know. But, you know, she's this little thing, and she looks like she looks young. And I'm like, oh, this is uncomfortable.
Right.
You know, I just expected.
Man, what are you going to do, though? It's a doctor.
I know. And I said, geez, should I? As he's talking to me, we're starting to talk about questions.
Are you positive she was a doctor and your doctor didn't just put a robe on the receptionist and say, you want to see a famous a-hole? Come on in here.
No.
You know?
No, he called her doctor or whatever by name and that kind of thing. I mean, she didn't say a word. She's just obviously observing. But, you know, we start talking about questions. Any of you guys know you go to these appointments, you start to talk about urine, this, and whatever. And
erections. That's not for leave out. Did he ask about erections? Did he ask about?
Of course. And I'm like, this is where we're going. Yeah. And the whole time I'm thinking, should I ask? Do you mind if she leaves? Because it was really uncomfortable and it was unexpected. And I was like, well,
you can't.
You know what? She's learning. She's a doctor. She's observing. What am I? It doesn't matter. I'm just a piece of meat coming through the place.
Exactly.
I mean, that's really what it comes down to. So he says, all right, well, listen, now that we did all the questions, you know, we're going to have to, you know, give you the prostate exam. So just go over there by the table and, you know, drop your drawers and here we go. And I'm like, yeah, no, she's not leaving. No.
Bend over in a way like you can bend over from the waist and tie your shoes.
Yeah. So he's like, yep. Okay, that's good. That's a healthy prostate. He said, doctor, come here. This is what a healthy prostate feels like. And she puts a glove on, and then she gets to test my healthy prostate.
Did you have two fingers in there at once, or was he kind enough to take his out before hers went in?
No.
That would have been groovy.
No, it was one after the other. But under her glove, there was like a little nail. All right, wait. Hold on. I could tell there was a nail. It's like, oh, no. So tip to doctors. Keep the nails a little shorter, please. It was not the most comfortable situation, but I got through it.
Yeah.
This just wasn't what I expect, you know? I don't expect.
Did they throw the tissues at you like mine did? Tell you to clean yourself up?
You know what's funny? He said clean yourself up, but in a more polite way than your doctor has.
Yeah?
Yeah. She whips the curtain around. And he's like, yeah, just clean yourself up and then come on. Like a little more jovial.
Yeah.
Your doctor.
Mine threw the box at me.
Clean yourself up.
Yeah. And no matter how good of a job you think you did, your farts sound like splashing in a puddle.
Oh, God. That's horrible. Well, I highly advise, guys, make sure you're getting checked. That's a very important thing. Very important.
Make sure you don't go to Dr. Hook.
A little man. All right, it's 8:10. Let's get to 10 to Rhodes.
And the LIE now.